So getting hold of the doctor and getting him scheduled, to actually come live to trial, to me was really important. I think it was a big factor in our case, but I had to call the doctor personally to, you know, explain to him why we needed him there. And he had to actually come to Waco from Austin. He's an orthopedic surgeon, to come testify. And thankfully he agreed. I frankly wasn't sure whether he was going to come or not. If not, then we would have had to take his trial deposition. And given the time crunch we were in, that would have posed another set of issues. So back to logistics. So California expert, the economist in our case, for future life care plan and all that, he was high risk and he could not travel. And the rules that we have in this federal court, basically we had to tell the judge, there's a witness who, the court does allow Zoom trials. But when we sent our IT team up there, they informed me that connectivity could be an issue because this is the Waco federal court. It's an old, beautiful courthouse, but it's a post office building. And the walls of that building are, 10 feet concrete, whatever they are, but there's connectivity issues. So the other thing the clerk told us while the IT people were up there was that the previous trial, so they had had a trial before us, which was a patent trial, IP trial, had some serious connectivity issues. So they had tried to present some witnesses via Zoom, and that they had serious issues, and obviously the judge was not pleased by that, the jury was not pleased by that, and as a plaintiff, the last thing you want to do is aggravate the jury or cause delay, and so that was a big issue for me also, because I was concerned if you do call witnesses by Zoom and this starts being an issue, then that's going to disrupt the flow of the case and also cause, cause just technical issues, right? And so what we did some testing on the Wi-Fi and how Zoom could work. And basically what I was told was, hey, listen, this seems like it's going to work, but we can't guarantee anything. And so what we did do was we got a letter from our California expert to the court, which said, Judge, he can't travel for the following reasons. He was a high risk, COVID, high risk to COVID. Therefore, he cannot travel. And we are going to play his video deposition. Now, for those of you that practice in federal court, know that in federal court you can't just play a video depo. Just unlike state court, there's a different set of rules that apply, and the witness has to be unavailable to be able to play that deposition. And so we sought leave of the court in advance and played that deposition. I took a video deposition, I think, 3 or 4 days before trial. And so we had that video depo in the can. The defense wanted to take one of their orthopedic doctors by video, and we agreed to that just because I wanted to avoid technical issues, because we don't want a jury to be, we don't want to give an impression to the jury that we don't have our act together. So we did. So that was, for the other experts, they were able to travel. But even at that time, they were not full flights. I know our expert from Oklahoma had to kind of hop around. He came to Dallas and then had to come the night before. So issue lesson number one learned was that during the pandemic, even the usual logistical issues become an issue. And so we planned ahead, and thankfully all of that went according to plan. The next issue we had was jury selection. And this was something that we struggled with quite a bit, and I'll get into that. But let me tell you a little bit about the case that we was at trial, just to give the audience a flavor. Basically, this was a product liability case. It was design defect theories, warnings, defect theories. There was a piece of heavy equipment that's used in road excavating projects. It's a water tank system that sits on three legs. And my client, Mr. Pruitt, was a worker for Falls County when this piece of equipment collapsed. There was a metallurgical failure, and it fell on his leg and gave him, unfortunately, catastrophic injuries and near amputation in his leg. So we sued this out-of-state product manufacturer in the Western District. And since there was diversity jurisdiction in federal court, and that's why the case was in federal court.